Jeremiah 39, verse 15, and I'm reading from the NIV version. While Jeremiah had been confined in the courtyard of the guard, the word of the Lord came to him. Go and tell Ebed-Melech the Cushite, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. I am about to fulfill my words against this city, words concerning disaster, not prosperity. At that time, they will be fulfilled before your eyes. But I will rescue you on that day, declares the Lord. You will not be given into the hands of those you fear. I will save you. You will not fall by the sword, but will escape with your life, because you trust in me, declares the Lord. So far the scriptures. Now, we could just really park and stop right here at the first verse. I read 15 through 18. While Jeremiah had been confined in the courtyard of the guard, the word of the Lord came to him. We could stop right there. Because, see, at this time, what we talked about last week is Jeremiah is a confined. He's not in the pit any longer. He's out, but he's still under house arrest. He's not free to roam about. And he's not free to roam about because they have confined him, because he was just doing the work of the Lord. He was just ministering as that governmental hard prophet God called him to do. And the establishment didn't like it. So they wanted to try to shut him up. So they confined him. But listen, while he was confined, the word of the Lord came to him. So what does that tell us? We can jump, shout, dance right there. Even if we're in a confined situation, even if we're in a situation that's unpleasant, uncomfortable, not the best of situations that we need and want to get out, the word of the Lord can still come to us. God can still speak to us and give us the answer for deliverance. He can still speak to us and give us comfort. He can still speak. He can still speak. You don't have to wait till you have it all together to really get an answer from God and to go forward. You don't have to wait till you're completely healed. You don't have to wait till you've moved out of that house or you find a church or your church is established. God can speak to you right now where you are, even in your confinement. I love it. The word of the Lord finds us. He searches us. You're doing your work for Jesus. You're doing your work for your home, your community, your job, your business. But you know what? God will find you, and he'll speak to you. You don't always have time or the privilege to go all the way on the mountaintop for 40 days or go on a long women's retreat and just you and your Bible in the meadows. Sometimes you just don't have time for that, but it doesn't matter. Even while you are baking that turkey early Thanksgiving morning, God can speak to you and give you a word. Even while you are washing your baby and changing your baby, some worship leaders have been emailing me, and they have two children in diapers. I've been there. I had them all lined up. You, Sam, you're changed. You're finished. Now go. Come on, next. Even while you're changing those diapers, God can come to you and speak to you and give you a word that will change your life, will show you how to impact for this coming year while you are confined. Even when you don't, when you're in lack, even when you don't know, you're concerned about the mortgage, you're concerned about the job next year, God can speak to you in the midst of that. He can speak to you even if you're not really looking for him. Even if you're in a worried and your tears, God can speak to you. So wait, listen for him. The word of the Lord is coming to you. It's coming to you just like it came to Jeremiah when he was in confinement. The word of the Lord is coming to you and is going to bring you life and deliverance and healing and restoration and answers. And you're going to be able to go on in victory. And it's coming soon. It's coming soon. I would like to decree that the word of the Lord come to you today, that word that you need. And I don't even know how I'm going here. Well, this was not the lesson of the plan, so it must be God. Just receive it. If you have Jesus, if you have God, and you have his word, the rhema, that word means a special word just for you at that time, at that moment, you have everything. You don't need anything else. Even if nothing has changed, everything has changed because his word has the power to change you. to change your outlook, to change your perspective, and give you that answer. Sometimes it's just one answer or one courage and act of obedience that will change everything. While Jeremiah had been confined in the courtyard of the guard, the word of the Lord came to him. Even if you're guarded by the enemy, you think you're guarded by the enemy, or you really might be guarded by the enemy, God's word can still come to you and give you deliverance and boldness to go forth. There's victory for you today. Be encouraged by that word. Be encouraged that word. And sometimes during these seasons, the enemy will trick our mind, and I'm one for years. My mind used to be tricked. November 1st, 2nd would come along, and I would go through like a whole 30-day of depression. Why? Self-pity. I don't have mom. I lost mom. I wish she was here. But that's a trick of the enemy. We can rejoice even if we are confined, even if we don't have our loved ones here this holiday season, this Christmas, we can still rejoice in God because he's given us a word, a fresh word that's going to revive us and send us on. And we don't have that person in our life that loved us unconditionally, whether it's your mom or your dad or your husband anymore. But guess what? We have plenty of people around us to love. God's going to give you the special ability to love. Enjoy the Lord. Be thankful for what he's done and doing in your life. In the 16th verse of that same chapter said, go and tell Ebed-Melech the Cushite, this is what the word of the Lord says. And what he went on to say is, I will save you. You will not fall by the sword, but will escape with your life because you trust in me, declares the Lord. Now, remember last week we talked about this Ebed-Melech and what he did for Jeremiah. He trusted the Lord, and he helped Jeremiah, even though it would risk his life, even though it was out of his place and out of his authority. I talked about that before I turned on the recording, what your authority is. And even though he didn't necessarily have the authority, or that wasn't his job. His job was just to be a servant, to tend to the king, not to save the prophet. But he knew that it was wrong, that what the prophet was going through and how they were treating him. And he did something, and he trusted the Lord. And so, doesn't matter what is going on around him, the word of the Lord said to him, even though there's disaster everywhere else you look, and it said disaster prosperity, even though people are falling apart and they're going without because of their wickedness and their evilness. Even though that's happening, not you. That's not going to happen to you. You're going to escape. You're going to escape because you trust in me. The Lord declares to us today, worship leaders, handmaidens of the Lord Most High, oh, my beautiful sisters in Christ who are going around doing awesome ministry, loving your families in such a great way, serving your community and doing great business and professionalism on your jobs and in your businesses. The Lord says to you that because you trust in him, you will escape the sword. You will escape the evil calamities and the disasters. You will escape the lack and the poverty. So enjoy the Lord. And enjoy what he's done for you. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for giving us this word. I thank you for speaking to us personally about what you're going to do in our life and what we need to do. Giving us the answers we need today, Lord, and we need answers today. We need answers about situations that we don't understand, that we can't control, that just at a wit's end, we're tired of dealing with it. We don't want to go into 2013 with this issue. Father, we need you. We need a word, Lord, and we thank you that we trust that you will give us that word and that you will give us the courage that we need to act on it, Lord. And I just asked that you would give my dear friends in the gospel this morning hope for tomorrow, and that they would rejoice in the peace that you've given them. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. I'm so thankful to have you on the call this morning. I'm going to stop the recordings and take some prayer requests.